like.
We are out of executive session, and we are beginning our staff departmental update with Road and Bridge. Gentlemen, are you ready?
Almost.
I guess we're ready. I laid a sheet up there in front of each one of you, list of topics. I'd like to add one that we discussed last meeting. W-20 Kenny Creek Road is Steve Adams Drainage. I do have an estimate what I think it'll cost us to improve this. We got a couple of smaller items we can do later on if we got time. The first thing I want to bring up is Sycamore Church Road, and the section of road that come under question was a section of road that went up to what they called the Old Town of Garber. And I've researched what we wasn't able to find anything in with the county clerk's office in the minutes, but I did come across a map that I'd like to share with you that I have laid over here by Danny. And this information, the map dates 52-53 county time frame and shows a lot of the highways and county roads in within the county, and shows this particular road and shows where it runs, and it does run up through that area that we're wanting to find out about. Also has it listed in this, which goes with the map, which shows the road. They got them listed in zone similar to how they've done the cart roads, but each road is laid out by a number that follows in this book. So I don't know how you guys want to determine, but it shows it a gravel stone road.
Which special road district would that have been in?
It would have been in the Roark.
Roark? Or branch.
Yeah, Roark Special Road District. We didn't find anything under the cart road number. It was listed as cart road number 132. Couldn't find anything pertaining to that.
You don't have the old cart road maps?
Got this map, but the cart? And I wasn't able to come with a cart road numbered map that wasn't faded that we could tell anything on that particular area. I do have one, but it's a faded and couldn't tell.
Did you go through the county clerk's old cart road maps?
That's where we were researching and okay. Found this information here. So,
okay, just kind of update me of, because that wasn't on our last list, was it? I mean, what are we thinking about doing here with this road?
What's the request?
Well, the question is...
I don't know either, Dean. That's why I was asking, what's the request?
Okay. Up Sycamore Church Road, we maintain up to a point. I could show you better on the map here.
Randy, is your point is that used to be part of the road maintenance system that the county took care of? The question is, we're not taking care of all of it today?
The question is, it needs maintenance. It needs work on a low water structure, and the guy... Are we going to maintain it or not? We're not sure ourselves. Is it a county road or isn't it? That's what we're trying to find out. We've done sporadic work through the years, but nothing consistent.
What's the... Yeah, go ahead, Ron. Sorry.
There used to be old metal boxes years ago that we kept all the roads for all the... in the special road districts, of which Roark was one. That mm-hmm. terminated in the early 80s, I think. But every single road... that was a part of the Roark system was in there. Right. And I don't know if that box still exists, we even went through that box. It was Dixie, in fact, that did it, through each one of those boxes and recorded for the clerk's office a document so that we could look at it, to look back to each road and when it became a part of the system. Based upon a lot of that was petition. But when we took over the road district, obviously, the roads that were being maintained by the special road districts became part of the county road system.
Right.
My point is, there used to be a heck of a file, four files, on those special road districts that helped delineate.
I can find some information as far as what was being, our list of road names that was being maintained by the Branson Special Road District, but nothing for Roark. As close as I've come was what I found here as listing that particular road and the distance. Somebody's went through and reviewed all the roads within the county by zones and numbered them, and it shows the road being 4.7 miles in length. So I went on ArcMap and measured it, and you would have to go up to that area to get that length measured out at that point in time.
One of the valid reasons we used to do that was because we had to be able to claim it for CART funds.
Right.
Okay.
What I was really trying to find was a county road map that listed the actual CART road number, and that I wasn't able to come up. I can come up with a small one, but it's hard to tell.
They have those maps, and okay. You know, they're every bit that big, and it has all the CART road numbers on them.
I do have a
big
one.
The last time I saw it was when I reviewed for the Old Ingenthron Road.
That's how we got this report. Was Ingenthron Road was through all this. But what, where I'm at, and maybe I'm just lost here, maybe I've missed a conversation somewhere. What is the request? I mean, we got the Sycamore Road is part of the system now. Are you saying that there's a part of it that needs to be maintained that it's not in the system?
He doesn't know for sure if it's in the system.
If it was in the system, what would you do?
We would grade and maintain it.
How much is that going to cost us?
Basically, depends on the maintenance level we want to...
It's gravel now.
Just gravel road. I mean, basically, we're probably looking at... average of probably 5,000 to 6,000 a year, possibly, to go graveling and maintaining.
And we've done work on this road before, in years past.
Well, limited. I mean, just
we just go to that first house.
When we went to that trestle, we used to always go to that trestle. Yeah. This road turns off at Sycamore, crosses the creek, and goes past the house to the
trestle. We've brought this up a while back, haven't we?
Yeah.
Okay.
And we were, we left it, we were going to try to do more research to find out any more information, and this is all I've been able to find out.
I mean, is it more than just grading right now? We're talking about redoing a structure?
The structure needs work on it. It's got places washed out on it. It's back in gravel up. The guy that lives on the road now would like to see something different done with that structure to eliminate so much gravel backing up in the stream bed.
What about just doing a one-time... Since we can't figure it out, and we kind of have a moratorium on any roads right now.
Let's put it in the minutes as
a one time,
a one time deal for now.
Right.
In the year of
2011. Yeah, we've got so many requests for roads. I don't want to take a road in, but if it's unsure if we've taken it, if it's out.
That's what got me started. Is up there. Turning, crossing.
He wants a what?
To the track area. High road. Wants to right now.
Well, he'd have.
Oh, that's the case.
He can go through a vacate.
We'll allow a vacate right now, probably on that.
Yeah, that's what I'm looking for is a CART road map that I've got one. That's
well, we never did maintain it all the way to Garden to the end.
No, we never did. You can't even go through there.
No, we just went to this past first house.
I'm pretty sure I know where you're at because I've been on that road after we brought it up. Lynn or Jim?
Lynn. They're this big, they're rolled out.
Yeah, no, Charlie. I think Charlie's in
there. Right here is the particular grading.
Well, here's what I want. I want the number of homes. I want the person that wants it vacated. The property owners that's above there, you think that want to keep it open?
I don't know if they
I think it all falls under one owner now.
Well, if it does, and he's wanting it vacated, I mean, we go through the process, and we'll, I mean...
Did you think you want it vacated? Is that your understanding?
If we're not going to do anything with it, he'd like to vacate it.
Well, then let's just let him vacate it. I have no problem vacating roads. Not when he's one property owner back there anyway.
Back in 1960, it says.
But does he want us to do anything before he vacates?
I mean, that's... I couldn't answer that question. I mean, he...
I'm not going to go up the road and tear it where we got limbs and brush and stuff and tear equipment up, so...
I mean, it would take some extensive work right now.
If he's interested at all, Randy, why don't you go back to him and say, if you want to vacate, the commission's open to vacate.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And that way we can just be done with it. Because, I mean, I'd much rather do that than taking any more roads in the system.
But we're not, when we're talking about one-time maintenance, we're not talking point A or point B.
I'm saying let's vacate the road and try to vacate the road before we even do the maintenance on it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Is that all right?
All right.
Yeah, that's fine. That's what I would like.
Is that enough direction, Randy, on that one, you think?
Yeah, I'll go talk to him.
Have you had any calls on it?
I
haven't, so...
Just that one time Randy brought it up, I drove out there.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay.
The other item, and I've talked with you, Danny, a little bit about it. You've seen some of our chip seal roads, different areas, and some problems we're having, and also talked with you, Ron. One of the other sheets you have in front of you is a sheet like this. When we bid our materials next year, I'd like to change one item and put a spec with one, and maybe to eliminate some of the problems we have with our chip seal is some of the dusty conditions, some of the rock that's inconsistent from one quarry to another, and maybe we can get a better product. But basically, this is what we call a sieve test on all four quarries that we buy product from, and that's how they compare us. And what I was trying to get to was, what is a reasonable spec that will work good for us and we'll be able to put out a good product, and we won't run into some of the problems of losing our bigger aggregate with so much loose material. So that's what we're kind of looking at. That's how they compare from quarry to quarry.
I think it's a great idea. We need to add it to the spec.
Okay.
To our bid. I mean, I think it's
that's
great.
What I'd like to. I mean, it's too late for this year. Basically, we're about finished this year with what we're going to do. So
what we did is we got four bags there. I'm not going to name any company or any specific one. One of them had moisture in it from the second day they brought it here, and it may still be in there. But what I had visited with Ronnie Melton, who worked for the state. The state had done quite a bit of testing on the difference between limestone, different types of limestone, and also when you have a flint or a shell type of aggregate that they've used on their state roads. Gentlemen, I can take you to a road now that shows the perfect situation of what Harlan, Stottle, Randy, the boys that work on the work crew, when they lay the first primer down, and then they take a chip seal road and they put the next coat on there, if it's full of dust, what it does is the dust soaks up the oil and the aggregate stays on top of it. Then when they take the next coat and put it on there, and especially if it's got moisture in it, when they put the next coat on there, the dust soaks up the oil, and the aggregate, which is the main part of the road, doesn't connect. So when somebody gets on the road and spins their tires, it shoves the layers off. As they come off, and you'll see layers all the way down to the primer. Mm-hmm. It'll be one layer, and then if they do it some more, it comes off to another layer, and then it's all the way down to your primer. It's not, it should all seat as one thing when it's all finished, but it won't do that because of the dust factor. When the dust soaks it up, it puts a layer of dust between your aggregate, and then you put your other layer of oil on it, and then a layer of dust soaks up the aggregate. Then whenever just the natural travel of a heavy used road, it tears the road up. It actually, each time a car goes over it, it pulls the aggregate off and the dust is left. Then somebody spins on it and it pulls the dust off and leaves the oil surface, and that's where we end up with bleeding. So you boys will concur with exactly what...
The aggregate is the wear point.
Yeah.
You want that to stay in your oil.
Right.
It leaves and...
When you've got dust and no aggregate, that's whenever we have our problem. And we've got four bags there, and one of those bags has an extreme amount of moisture. And that moisture, the oil will not stick to that. Whenever it's putting out the moisture, the oil will not stick to it, and that's what's causing our problem. So next year, when we go out for bid, I'm all for these guys putting a set of specs together that...
And all I would say is, Randy, would you get with Ron Erickson to make sure that gets added to that well, bid specs?
This will help the quarries out, too. I just wanted to be able to give them something to go on. This is what we would like to have to help our ship sale program.
I think it's great.
Just see it. These guys explained that to me, but to actually go see it
right
where it's happened in different stages. It makes all the it comes to focus just exactly what they've all told me
right.
for the last two or three years.
The dust prevents the binder.
Yeah.
You've got to have it bound or you don't have a rope.
Right.
You all three take a look at that picture. Jim Juiceberry of MODOC had called me. That is a billboard sign there at 248 in Sycamore Church Road that he had requested that we go cut off, and the landowner would then take care of the sign, but the landowner didn't have no way, and the state said they didn't have no way of cutting that off. So I told him I couldn't do that without first talking to you gentlemen.
We just need it removed?
Yeah, it's not on county right-of-way. It's on private property right now. It's not even on state right away. It's a state issue. It's on alongside of, but it does affect turning left onto Sycamore Church Road. Yeah, it's a safety.
I go by that pretty often. I couldn't believe it's there. So,
but anyway, they're seeing if we could help them.
Could a notice be sent out that says that it affects the safety, and
or could we just cut it?
Well, I don't.
That's not, it's private property in the state. I mean, I'm a little.
I don't know what MODOT has. I know they've dealt with it for on that. But
is the private property willing for us to cut it down?
Yes, from what he's told me, and I do have his phone number, so I can call him.
Yeah, if you would just get something, I don't know, in writing that says I'm willing to let Road and Bridge cut this down.
Right. It's steel pipe. We need permission from him to even.
If you can get something in writing, okay. Real quick.
Just have him get in touch with Frank Cotty and let Frank draw up some paperwork and let him sign it.
If we went at that, sure.
I want that something safety wise. Somebody gets hit there on that thing.
Anyway, just if he's willing to, if the guy's willing, we'll get you a document for him to sign.
Randy.
I don't see the.
Sure.
This just shows it turning right here.
The only thing is safety.
But stopping right there at that point. The other one shows it going over to this point. So it's just difference on what date this map is.
Who owns all this?
The one I had was faded. The map I had was faded so bad right here you couldn't really read this part of it. And
this is April of 1970.
Yeah.
These are what?
This property is a big, somebody owned a big quantity of property up there?
Yeah, they were really showing the place they bought it.
Yeah.
No, that's pretty much tells it. This doesn't show it going as far as what it, the other one.
He probably wants it shut off. He doesn't want it coming in now.
They want the road. If they want to vacate, I'd be more than happy to be able to.
Thank you, Donna.
It'll have to be posted out there so the public will know.
Well, if they want to go through the process, would you just talk to the landowner? And if they say yes, we'll get a document drawn up for you.
Okay. That'll take care of that.
And from the safety issue, I'd much rather just get it over with.
All right.
Versus letting MoDOT figure out what the torch is and then who's certified to turn on the torch and then certified to drive the torch. And then could have the two supervisors make sure it's torched properly.
Okay. Let me find out other. A little bit of update on our chip seal and hot mix line items to date. Out of both line items, we spent $855,173, so we've got just under $300,000 left in them two line items, I think, to hit the limit that you guys allowed us. So,
does that count the overlay, or is that just chip and seal?
No, that counts overlay.
Okay,
too.
What about the Iowa Colony Road? Is that going to have to lead a big chunk of that up?
I've estimated that to be around 125. Somewhere around that. So it leaves us plenty of money to finish that one. That's the last one we're going to do as far as an overlay, and then the rest is going to be eat up with chip seal. We've got some minor patching left to do.
Okay, well, let me ask you this question. Okay. I think that's when you get what you're doing is you're looking at the roads and the list you give us. Right. Then once you get that dollar amount, then you're taking in short roads or whatever to come up to the dollar amount of the budgeted dollars for chip and seal. Am I right? Is that you're going to use all that money?
We're going to get really close, but I'm not going to go over that amount.
Okay, that's where I'm going. You're going to, without visiting back with us, you're not going to go over that amount.
Right.
But if you come up and you get, you know what I'm saying, Jim, if you get to a dollar amount and you've got the mileage already completed that you had on your road list, then you're going to take some other small roads and do those.
What they've got left yet to do, the Stottle and Harlan both have got some patching that we've got to go through and do some minor patching on some areas before winter. We've also got some dig outs that he needs to finish, so it's going to be an estimate about maybe five more tanker loads of oil to complete that, maybe less. So once we figure out when they get over that, and it's going to be scattered. There's going to be a hole here or a place there that's going to need patched. So I'm leaving a little bit of room to be able to accomplish that.
And that's cold mix, or is that chip and seal?
That's cold mix mostly, and then some chip seal patch over some of that cold mix, because that cold mix will not repel the water.
It won't stay there all winter long. It'll pop out.
So we want to chip seal patch that. A tanker of road oil will do a lot of chip seal patch just in different areas. So we're going to, if weather kind of hits us, I'd like to be done with that before the end of September anyway, as close as we can.
That's good.
First part
of Buchanan
October.
The patch that we did across with that culvert, can we just make sure, it looks like it's sinking pretty good with all the road traffic. You know where we put the culvert across the road on Buchanan by the school?
Yeah.
Can you just double check that again?
Yeah, we'll repatch that if needed.
If needed. And, I mean, only if it needs, because it seemed like it was.
If it's sinking,
sink
we'll.
A little bit, but
yeah,
we'll repatch that one.
Okay, so anyway. I will call in. I see you have it a little further down. I'll wait. So you're doing good with the budget, you're saying.
Yeah.
Right. We're kind of watching that pretty close. Now, we keep a total on even though we haven't got the invoices, that's included in this price. We haven't paid that amount out yet. I mean, Rick's items will show a lot less than that, but he's
using
two
weeks. You've got to allocate it, though.
Yeah. Right.
You're going to spend it.
Right.
All right.
Uh, Update on mowing. I'm not sure about David's side, but I think Harlan's side pretty much are on their third trip around, and we're mowing all the right-of-way we can mow this time around because it's going to get up closer to fall. Things are going to quit growing and the weeds and whatnot. So they're on their third trip around that, and I think you guys are either on that or started this week on their third trip. So, and that'll pretty well end the mowing season. We're going to do brush hogging and that type of thing then on, but the sycamores will probably quit once they get around this time, and we'll move them on to other things. So.
Is that something we need to discuss for next year? I mean, when we get around to that, because like this year, three times mowing when the state does one. I mean, I'm just wondering if we couldn't have got by with two if we just spaced them a little bit or something, being a hot, dry sucker.
I'll tell you what, well, there's grass
grows. So there's most time they need three mowers. Okay.
What about, what do we get into if we did some spraying? I can think of a couple of different locations where the Johnson grass gets over into the road and falls over. One's down T Highway, down where Jesse Britton used to live there along that corner, and it'd just grow up in that ditch line and fall over into the road, and we'd cut it, and it wouldn't be a month till it'd be over there and laid over again. Is there such a thing as being able to spray it? Or
it kind of opens a new ball of wax. You got to get them certified. You got to have equipment to do it. You got to have facilities to clean it.
Well, unless,
not a possibility, but
unless we just bid the whole thing out and have someone else do it.
Well, I know the state uses retardant to slow the grass down. You don't kill it. It just slows growth. That's one way they get by spraying
it. I think we'll still spray brush for it. It's going to work really good. Yeah. But it's kind of a different ball game, but not impossible to.
Okay, reason I brought it up, and I'm not even going to go into it. Just keep it in mind for next year that we might discuss it. Because this year would have been the perfect year to probably have, you know, exercise some of that savings on the mowing because it was so stinking dry that it.
We've got the hot tank up and running on the Hollister facility. With the geometry of that particular tank and the heat elements in one end, it doesn't really heat the oil as hot as we'd like it, but when you pull it out at the valve portion of it. So we're playing with the setting of it a little bit, and we've got it about as hot as I want to get it on that particular setting. If we set it any hotter, it's going to start cooking off the cutback out of it, which they cut this particular oil we use for chip seal. They use a number one kerosene or fuel oil, a certain percentage of it. If once you get over a certain temperature, it will cook and evaporate that off, then you're left with a product that's going to be unusable. So we got to be careful what temperature we get this up to. But it is workable. It is usable. We can put oil in it if we get caught with a load. It's just not as hot as we'd like it where we pull it out, but they can heat it up fairly quickly, so it is working. I'm still working with temperature control once we get done this season. We didn't actually pull the elements out of it to see what length they are or what's available. If there's something different when you put in there, it might work a little better. We're waiting to get through this year and then basically see what kind of elements in there. And
I
check
think
it out
was put in there in the 70s, so I'm sure there's something better now.
But now, what product is MoDOT had used at that time, they can use at a lot lower temperature. That wouldn't have been, it'd been a lot more doable. It's a thinner weight oil. It's still an MC oil, but it's an 800 type oil where we use a MC3000. So, but it's working. Pro Tem Cedar Creek Bridge, this is the one under the FEMA project, and I think Harlan's been dealing with this also. FEMA's only going to pay just to replace the concrete that had washed off downstream as per the pictures, so we're not getting as much out of that as we first anticipated. question comes up, we've already got engineering working on this. Do we still want to put the bridge here like we want?
I'm going to cost, but we have talked about realignment on that for ever since I've been here.
The estimated cost of the structure, which I showed you a picture of, is going to be right around $130,000 is what we estimated that. If we're building it, putting it in place, putting the piers there, and then the rest is pre-stressed. I'm not sure what, I think we had the estimate just putting the concrete and everything back right around $20,000.
Yeah, but
that doesn't fix some of the problems we've got. So
there's so that Ron and them knows the process that we went through. When we've done that road, we've done it in pieces. And we've went down and when we run out of work and road and bridge, we just added, probably a year before last is when we did the biggest portion of it, right? When we went through Dean Dunn's place. Is it two or three years ago?
3 years ago.
But anyway, we've got to this certain point where the bridge is at. We're just off the top of the hill from the bridge. The bridge with what we talked about with the realignment needs to be realigned, and we need to put a new bridge in for the realignment. This washing off of the business here doesn't have anything to do with what the real problem was to start off with.
Right.
It needed to be realigned to start off with. And we had talked about it, and we were just, if we hadn't run up again some budget concerns, we'd probably done this year before last, yeah. Wouldn't you say? But anyway, there's a... Are you guys saying that we're going to do it, or are we going to have it bid out?
It's a structure we can build. We just have to bid out the materials
and all
that.
We thought FEMA was going to pay for the whole thing. Now FEMA's saying they're going to pay for the concrete, which is, what, 20 grand you're saying, maybe?
Well, actually, we never thought they'd pay for the whole thing.
They weren't going to pay for the whole thing. They were going to pay for a percentage of it, but right now, I mean, they're cutting back quite a bit. I mean, they're only going to pay for what concrete washed off, what concrete replaced on the original deck of the original structure.
The top piece of it they'll pay for.
Right.
Now, that's it. If we draw that money and we do build a total different structure, then we have to get authority from the state to put that money in on a new structure. We can't just do it automatically. We have to get permission from the state. And then when we do that, I believe they'll add just a little bit of money.
To
their initial.
Shouldn't we start that process?
Yeah, that's what he's asking.
We don't have an estimated cost yet of the whole structure yet?
There's a
replacement structure?
Yeah, $130,000 is what we estimate the structure, realign it. And
That's the approaches and everything, though.
Yeah.
It's not just the bridge.
So probably right at 100 out of our pocket, probably.
Probably going to have 100 to 110 out of our pocket.
But if we get it mitigated to the state and they okay using that portion of money, then they'll 90% to 75% on top of that, so you're pretty close. That'd be my guess. But if we just put that money in on it without asking them.
Right, we may not get any of it.
They won't.
Right.
They're getting really sticky themselves.
I'd say go ahead with your proceeding. That's what you're asking, isn't it?
I think that's what you're asking, yeah.
Yeah.
I think we should.
Yeah. Let's move forward.
Okay.
And then who's going to be responsible for contacting the state, SEMA, on the money? Harlan or Randy, one of you two guys?
Yeah.
Okay. Cool.
That actually brought a feller in to redo both of them bridges. And he's working on his figures now. He should have his this week. But that's why we need a guidance from you.
What about the easements? What about the easements for the approach where we change the alignment?
We'll have to acquire them, which engineering will, that was part of the engineering agreement you guys signed with Great River. They'll write the descriptions of what right of way we'll need after they get all the survey work done. And it's basically one owner is all we'll have to deal with on that particular structure. So.
Well, years ago at one time, I think he was talking about donating it, but I don't know whether he will now or not.
I don't know.
Okay.
So This is not going to be part of the snow rodeo, but it will work kind of in conjunction with it. We're trying to set up a safety meeting. This will be about a 6 hours, 2-3 hour sessions. And it's dealing mainly with our snowplow equipment. We're trying to get a guy come in, or actually two guys, work with each side, all of our drivers, even our mechanics, whoever we want there, and going through our equipment. We have two or three different types of controls on these various trucks we use, two different systems, I think maybe even three different systems on some of them. But they're going to totally go through them and kind of a refresher course for some of our guys. We'll probably have some that don't operate this except during a snow event. So it'll help them also if they've got any questions. They'll totally explain this, how it's to be used and what problems we'll troubleshoot. We're trying to set that up in October. Or trying to get it, MoDOT's doing it for their employees, some other Greene County city and the county themselves. So we're trying to get it set up about the same time as they're going to be in the area doing them, where they can come down one day and do our crews also. So
sounds good to me.
And that's
this cost is the only thing I'd be.
I don't think it's going to be any cost to us. They're just coming down. We basically it's one of the guys is both our mechanics on each side also use this guy and acquiring parts, he's a sales rep, so they're going to have a guy come in and go through this.
And I guess it sounds like it's some maintenance and some non-maintenance people. Is everyone going to get a sample of the training? I mean, is everyone going to go through it?
Yeah, all of our I'd like to have everybody be able to go through this that's going to be in a snowplow this winter, or that we plan to use in a snowplow.
And you'll do attendance to make sure no one misses it, right? Required?
Right.
Okay.
Won't you have one of those 3-hour sessions on the snowplow day?
You can. We're also, aside from this, we're doing this on our own. We're going to do an inspection of all of our equipment. I'm going to pick a day, give our mechanics a heads up to give them a chance to go through, see if there's anything they need to order or have on hand before this, but then give the supervisors a day and they can put all this stuff together, and then I'll go through and inspect it all, see what little things will come up. That worked great last year, except we run out of time trying to get everything, the snow rodeo and this, all organized at the same time. So we wanted to do this again, but wanted to do it a day other than the snow rodeo day, and then we can do this particular type meeting. We might get one of these guys come back and have that as a side part to our snow rodeo. If they got any questions about any particular piece of equipment or how to operate their calcium controls or different things. I've got one item that I didn't have on this agenda and I want to put on there. This is on the state trying to employ unemployed workers. And I did talk to, we got two other counties other than us that's in this, Polk County and Webster. I talked with a gentleman at Polk County, and he's using these people to help clean ditches and also do concrete work. As long as it's preventative type work that will help as far as future flood events, you know, it's going to help prevent some of that. Also talked with Wayne Turner this morning with Webster County, and that's what he's doing with a lot of these people. He's doing a lot of ditch cleaning. They're doing some creek crossing type work, cleaning out the excess gravel, installing some precast box structures. They're also doing a stormwater deal for the courthouse because their basement in the courthouse floods. They've done an underground stormwater retention type deal, so he's using them in a wide variety. But basically, they have to pay for all the materials, so he's finding places for these equipment and to work at without buying material. A lot of areas just cleaning ditches, doing using the excess material in the crossings to put on these gravel roads he's got. So he's he's trying to find ways of using it without big expense, because they don't have as much money to spend on material, same as us. So, but that's kind of where they're utilizing these people. My question, do we still want to try to do this?
If you see any benefit to it, use them.
Okay.
But I don't want to use
it. I mean, if there's a benefit, absolutely. But
I don't know how you...
Well, we've been chasing this for a long time.
Yeah.
Right.
And we're still...
They really first confused me when they first come in wanting to know how many people we want, what kind of equipment, because they said we could only utilize it on disaster-related type stuff. Well, most of our disaster-related type stuff was under FEMA. And I still didn't get the answer to the question, can I use them on some of this FEMA work? I still haven't answered that question. But
so Webster County... ditch cleaning is related to disaster?
Well, it's preventive measures.
Okay.
So they're getting kind of creative. If we clean ditches, fix culverts, replace culverts, that type thing, upsize, upgrade your culverts, it's preventive measures. That's how they're utilizing and seeing this. So it's a little different line on it.
So a lot of money.
This Jim Weatherly, I want to talk to him again, and he's been calling me two or three times last week. They've already got some employees lined up, even sent resumes. Most of these are local people within the county here, and I think you may be aware of one or two of them or know them. Harlan knows one or two of them that's on. They sent me the resumes. No,
it's an opportunity to put people to work.
Right.
They have the money. We have to fit it within our program if we can make it work. And I would put Danny's statement, if you see benefit to it. I mean, obviously it's a benefit to those people who get to work that are currently unemployed. But if you can work it and manage it, then I'm for it. If not, then we need to let it go. Because we've been talking about it for six weeks.
And right? Another thing that I was going to ask you about is, if we have the opportunity, and this would be something for Harlan to ask, that if we're going to do that fill-in at KDOC, why couldn't we get a uke with a, I mean, if they're going to furnish material, lease material, why couldn't we get a uke to put that fill from the location there? Get a uke and a uke driver. And that's one big benefit that we've got for transporting that material that's around there on the bluff side.
Well, that'll work for, I mean, we can rent that as far as getting that material there, but...
I'm talking about that's already existing, though. I mean, if they're going to be paying for it, and that's the way I understood Webster County did.
Well, we have to buy the material, and that's what...
We've already got it furnished. Well, I'm saying the material that's already there, that's around on the bluff that you guys went around there and measured.
Right.
If we could have a uke and a uke driver to supply that for that, move that around there. I mean, that wouldn't be a question. I wouldn't be afraid to ask them. That'd be a great big benefit to us, say, was having to lease something like that. Think big.
Any question?
Want me to have?
Yeah.
No, I'm just listening.
Okay.
Well, you just need to get the state land you're dealing with there to give you some kind of clear verification.
Good luck.
I mean, I can utilize the people. If the problem is I'm a couple pieces of equipment we're going to run short on, we don't have enough of, and that's pickups. How do I get these people to and from the job? I could put them with different crews out
was,
there
was
working.
Was not part of that that they would allow us to lease?
They would allow us to lease and rent.
They'll pay for it?
Right.
This Jim Weatherly needs to tell you what they will and won't do and what we can and can't do.
Okay. I'll...
Definite terms.
Okay. I think I got enough answer there. The I think last time we talked about a drainage issue on Kenny Creek Road in front of Steve Adams's, and I have figured and estimated that that will run us right at about $7,000 change that drainage all to the north side. And that includes a little bit of survey work and description road if Steve's willing to give us a little bit of right-of-way on his side to move the curve over to give me enough room to turn that water on the north side. So that's about what I estimated the cost to run on that. And I'm pretty sure it's doable. I went up there and looked at it and talked with him about an hour one evening, and there is enough room down there at the bridge to have a ditch that size run down there and drain this water. Back when we built that structure, we'd worked in there before this homeowner had changed that, and we had acquired additional right-of-way at that time. Their fence is farther back than what it used to be. So
that's going to be an upsize of the culvert?
I'm going to...
Instead of having two, you'll upsize one?
Actually, the cross pipes that currently cross the road, we're going to remove them, and I'm going to keep the water on the north side of the road and put in a 36-inch pipe at a field approach there. Then the rest of it will be open ditch on down to the bridge. He'll keep his driveway culvert on the south side like it is. That'll be able to drain whatever's in his yard or in that side of the road and part of the road. But that, all that drainage that now comes under the road will all stay on the north side. So, obviously, that should eliminate some of his water issues.
Jim, you just wanted to ask about the price on that.
Yeah.
That's equipment, our labor, buying a culvert, and that's some mix, aggregate.
And him donating the property.
And him donating the property. And that includes, I did talk with Archer, and he estimated the cost to do a minimal topo from the bridge structure just to make sure we keep our alignment to the structure so we don't cause anybody to have a wreck coming out of this curve onto the bridge. And then doing a description if for the right-of-way of the property.
What do you think, Danny?
I don't see any problem with it. It's been I think the first year I was in the office up there, I had to go up there and it was flooding across there and actually debris in the road that I got a call on. That's the one we did WW down there when we widened it, you know. And it's the whole road right through there is kind of, it's...
Gene had changed out. The culverts that go under the road are 215s. I believe they're set right together. If just about anything can plug them up.
I think that's where the problem was at there, was the fact that they were getting blocked and then the debris was going down the road and hanging up. And I'm all right with it. I've seen the problem. It needed to be fixed a long time ago, but we didn't have.
Ron, you good with it? I'm fine with it, too. I mean, I know I asked for the price, but I'm fine with it.
Okay.
What's the estimated time on that? Is this going to be a winter project? Is something to do that?
Yeah, if I take the pipes out of the road, I want to be able to do it while it's warm enough to put asphalt back, fix the road back so we don't have a place that's going to be sinking in and fighting all winter. So we're not looking at a great deal of time. I mean, 2-3 days at best.
That's all right. Sounds
good.
Take
care of this. So we'll try to work it in and but hard on work it in his schedule. Last item I have, do we want to send anybody to this?
Just back up on
that
last one. This is contingent upon him giving the right-of-way, right, Danny?
Mm-hmm.
The property easement?
Yeah. Okay. We're not buying the right-of-way.
No.
No. No, he's going to give it.
Okay.
Now, if he backs out on me, then I can't. This won't work.
Right.
He's got to give me a little bit of room.
That's what we understood. Okay. It was 6 feet or something?
Yeah, about 6-8 feet, something like that, right in that part of that curve. It's not for the entire length of his property. It's just for a portion where I can move this curve over.
Okay.
The conference? Is that what you're
advising? Yeah. Do we want anybody to go to that or
cost?
Send anybody?
Yeah, is it...
What's the cost?
Is that what you went to last two or three years?
I didn't go the last couple of years.
No, it's been a couple of years.
It's been a while since I've been to one, but I have went to one before.
What, you got an estimate? Did they send an estimated cost?
I think it's on the second sheet there, what it costs per person. And it's in Kansas City.
Is there any benefit to it, is what I would say? What did you see last time?
I think you went to the last one.
Went to Kansas City, and they have their lock conferences on different procedures, and you get to see quite a bit of different equipment and what is new on the market.
You had Stottle went last time?
This is...
Yeah, it's been quite a while, 3, 4, 5 years ago. Randy and I attended one at Columbia.
Yeah, I think there was one at Columbia last when I was there for 2 years. That's been quite a while back.
When was this, by the way?
When?
October?
Yeah.
Matter of fact, maybe 6 years ago.
I mean, it's last October. Just two's what we've been sending.
Who would go? Just two of you guys?
Yep. Fairly reasonable.
Two or three, what are you saying?
Two or three, it don't matter. Two would be fine.
What does matter? Is it two or three?
What do you want? What do you ask for?
Here's the thing, I don't want to leave. I know you got your, we got some good guys that are supervisors when you're gone. They don't want to leave the whole thing unmanned, that's for sure, in case
you
have something.
Well, we do have crew chiefs, but I'd like to, possibly three, myself and the two supervisors for sure, and to see.
I'm fine. Just stay at the host hotel, which is the one that's listed there.
Alrighty.
This is under your part.
Dan and Ron, you're fine with that?
Yes, so, and I assume you're making reservations sooner rather than later would be the thing to do. So that you get a room there.
See if you can fly.
Have you given literature yet?
No. No. You're bringing that up. You're the one who mentioned that. That's all I had. The rest of it's up to these two.
I got something for Arlen here. Did you buy that broom?
We're working on it. He's working on his face.
All right. I knew I wrote that down.
Is this
something new? Every time I see you, you're always asking for something expensive. Randy's pretty cheap.
Weren't we talking about a broom?
We talked about a power broom a couple weeks ago.
We're working on it.
Whenever we talked about the power broom, he said, that's all I want.
Well, that is.
That's what he said.
Believe the exact words were, if I had my druthers...
Well,
I'd be happy. I think he said I'd be happy and satisfied.
Room me up. If I had my druthers, that'd be my pick.
This came in amazing last week.
You've had a...
This is yours then? Yep. You named it Leboy?
Yep.
Okay.
What this is, cleaning up these dishes we've wanted to do for a long time, and you take the grapes...
That's perfect. That's what all these employees are for, right?
Well...
Inmates.
Bench full of windows up, and you have to have a backbone and spinning around all the time, and you're crossing up the dumpster up and block the track. This picks up wind drills right directly off of your surface. You can pull both sides of your dish lines, put the wind drill on one side of the road. You can travel with the truck behind it, and it just picks it up off the surface itself, dumps it in the truck. It's something that doesn't have to be nailed. It's something that's worth thinking about here in the future, hopefully, to speed up the dish cleaning process tremendously.
What about? Well, I know what. What about cost? You got an idea?
This is the initial look here.
Well, I know, but what I'm
what's the initial cost?
Before I look at something like this, what I'm just thinking about is where we have streets in Branson where snows. If we have a snow event where you have to get it off the road instead of just piling it alongside.
Right.
Where we have two or three in a row, that this would be beneficial. Where we have. Fall Creek Road. That's something else we need to look into. I thought, was that you, Jim, that was involved in that where they were talking about maybe taking and taking over part of that road and us giving part of it up and leased ways to get it. I think there's about three transfers from county to city.
I sat down with them with we talked through some details of that.
Something like this might be, that would be of interest there, but I can't see this being part of our budget for next year, if you want to know the truth about it.
It is something to look at. And we'll get a call, so give you an idea.
I suggest getting it this year before next year, right?
Then why you got it?
Any
idea what this costs, Harlan?
Well, I hadn't even called. Randy got that printed off the computer. We talked about it Wednesday, and he printed that off Thursday. We hadn't even contacted anybody.
The guys and talk about a piece of equipment like this.
That must mean a no. Is that
probably, yeah, I'd say so.
Danny's saying, well, Ron said you better get it this year because it ain't going to be around next year.
We don't have it for this year. Right?
Yeah. So. Hey, fall cleanup.
Yes, I'm thinking about
you got the dates.
Oh,
yeah.
Did we get? You guys decided that last week.
Yeah, I just want to make sure you already got the
people
dates
and everything picked out.
We got the same date.
30th and the first.
30th
and the first.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. We're good. We don't come to 1:30.
Correct. So we're okay. Okay. Next, the pickup. I'll give you the quotes there on
right column there.
We had pickup that got damaged. They totaled it out due to body damage. All right. Them's the quotes on it. It's a perfectly good truck otherwise. And our quotes range from what? Around 37.
You got damaged?
29
something.
Yeah. Actually, they totaled.
Pardon?
Was it
David? I mean,
was
it actually?
Yeah, well, one of her dump trucks back into it had a stop problem. And they totaled it out. They paid us $6,700. We bought it back for $5,700. We got to keep the truck, and for $29,000, we could put it back into.
It would be a good transport truck or something like that.
Yeah,
I guess.
Low on trucks, pickups especially. So
Sherry's husband does a great job, by the way.
I'd go ahead and say do it. Do we need to make a motion to do so, or just have him go
That's
ahead and run the accounts payable?
It was.
You got three bids.
Three quotes.
Yeah, he's done under quotes.
Who are you recommending that we?
The lowest bid there, Harlan.
On top.
Yes. Is that you, Harlan?
I can't tell.
No, it's a different Harlan.
No, my buddy.
That would be a violation of our ethics deal that we're fixing to do this afternoon.
I don't know if we have it or don't have it. It's kind of bad we had to have a piece of paper to tell us that, too.
I'd say move forward with it.
I'm fine. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you, Jim. Now, the last thing.
Goodness gracious.
Just one more. Please. I'd like to get my third crew leader appointed, if possible. I'd like to appoint Jason Davidson as my crew leader. I haven't had here for, what's it been, a year and a half now?
He's crew leading right now. He has been for some time, hasn't he?
I'd like to make it official.
Does that require?
Well, I'd say the title, and then we'll worry about this other.
That's what I'm saying.
Because he's been doing that.
That's fine.
Yeah, because I don't want one. He expects the other.
Yeah.
Okay, I'll make that clear.
Yeah.
And you're good with that?
Yeah. Because he has been. I mean, I see him every week with a crew that he's supervising over. So.
I just need to make it official.
And if there's three on that side, and we've got two.
Two and supervisor.
I'm fine with it.
What about you, Mr. Hausman?
Let's move forward with it.
That'd be fine.
Three quick things.
Yes, sir.
Last time we talked about Ingenstrom Road. We're going to have a discussion with property owner up there. about whether or not we could still, actually we're going to talk to the realtor about whether or not he'd make a contact with us to where we could move that property or
actually,
the road up.
I did visit with the property owner.
With the property owner.
And he's not willing to give up anymore. We've got 40 foot there. And
so the next move would be what? Having the fence moved?
Yep. I thought that's...
Was that where we're headed?
I guess, but so the same guy wasn't interested in moving the fence over 40 or 100 feet?
Actually, probably not the same guy, right? There's
no,
a different owner?
He's not willing. He doesn't want to give up. If that guy's leave the fence right there within the right of way, I mean, he thought the section line actually split it, which it didn't. The right of way actually all come off of that property that he owns, and the surveyor explained that to him, and he was fine with it. He said, I'm happy with it. It's the stakes didn't look right to him. He came in and questioned it, and so we met with the surveyor and talked to him, and he's fine with the description and everything, but no, I'm not going to give up anymore. He said, there's plenty of room to fix the road there, so that pretty much, I mean, he's easy enough to get along with, but he didn't want to give up anymore than that.
Yeah,
he said,
that settles that.
How do you suggest that we approach that situation?
Letter.
No. Lever action.
I'd start with a letter from probably the attorneys and just explain the situation. And I mean, he should be well aware of the court case previous. So.
Yep. We're operating.
The fence was moved following the decision in court, right?
I don't know.
I thought that's what I determined last time we had a meeting. No?
I think
it's
so.
It's been improved. That's what he said.
So, Ron, you've
all...
Do we have Frank here today?
Yeah.
We have Pat today.
We have Pat this week.
So we'll just have that on our discussion.
I think, Ron, you volunteered to take care of that anyway.
And deliver?
I can assure you that that was not the case, Commissioner. I may be on pain pills today, but I ain't had that many. Brandonville R1, and we're working on an intergovernmental agreement, is that right?
Yeah,
it's in our system.
He's supposed to be.
We've got something emailed to us. In this letter?
Yeah. We had a situation this weekend. I got a phone call from our designated park ranger at the Casino Millsville. He called some people down there doing donuts, called the sheriff's department. There have been tickets issued, and this is the amount of damage that's done. Is that the one you've got?
Yep.
And so we'd like to contact the prosecutor and have him pursue us getting this amount of money into the situation. Gentlemen, if we're going to do these parks and we've got these core properties that we've taken in, if people are going to go in there and try to do destruction of what we put man hours in and volunteers work and all that kind of stuff, then this is a good thing to get started.
So
you're going to take it to our prosecutor then?
Yep.
Yes.
On behalf of the commission, I mean, if you want
to... I'm good with that.
You all right with that, Mr. Houseman?
Yes, sir.
All right.
Me too.
Just making a note of it.
Did we get any pictures of that?
Not yet.
I probably should get some pictures to take down there to him.
My last thing we talked about at the last meeting was those signs on Blanchett Road.
Yes. I haven't took them down yet.
You haven't? I thought they were maybe already gone.
Not yet, but I will get to it.
Wait. See, Brattleboro, the intergovernmental agreement's in the works, right?
It's in our system, yeah.
Yeah.
In the system.
Should be presented today, I think.
I think we actually got emailed the agreement already.
That was for the other one.
Something that came across Friday.
We did
Mark Twain, and the other one had just a few other items added to it.
You said, which one did you say, Bradleyville?
Bradleyville.
Yeah, we were emailed it Friday.
Okay.
I'll make sure it's printed out for our meeting, but it's right here. Yeah, it's we got a copy of it.
Designated signs that'll go along with this same thing that you're saying where the cost is at, Jim. We had signs and they were tore down. We had signs on location. I talked with the park ranger. He said that they were tore down. They don't know whether these same guys tore them down or whether they've been tore down beforehand.
Okay.
We need to go ahead and get signs and get them
sure
in place on these locations.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Anything else, guys?
I'm good.
We'll stand in recess until the executive session with the sewer board at 1:30.
We won't be back alive, I mean, today.
Right.
Correct?
Yeah. Thank you, Lynn.